Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this is comedian Organic OK, and the day episode show is named Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You must get to the point where you appreciate your greatness. It's somewhere in the alarm clock in your spirit to make sure as you set that clock for you to get reminded within you how great you really are. Today's show, we're going to discuss things that are constantly in our opposition, especially when you are achieving and striving at tasks that are molding you as a greater person. You're going and you're fitting into the purpose of your society. People are wondering, where is there? So they're looking at you like you're a part of, you're in between the desires of there, because they're looking at, hey, I help you with this, I help you with that, and, you know, you owe me, you know. They're looking at you like you're a genie, like you're going to just make their desire disappear, you know. It's something, people don't want to be a part of the actual process of, because they know if you go up, you are going to help them out. But to their eyes, they don't want you to help them out. They want their own desire. And it's got nothing to do with you in a sense. So now they want to keep you in the hospital over all the things that they never able to accomplish because they helped you a little bit. They could help somebody else the same thing in a sense, depending on what it is, and that person don't get nowhere. You know? So it's something about as you move up, people, you know, want to, you know, not just be blessed by the things that you actually able to achieve, get all your blessings. Don't they think? We cannot, you know, it's the same. You know, about one person don't stop no show, right? But a show can, they say a monkey. Say a monkey don't stop no show, be exact. But depending on where that tree is located, he can show you all the goddamn bananas on the tree. And you have problems on that damn tree if there's no bananas left there. That monkey can hold up the damn show. He may not stop it because there's going to be another season. Now, if he gets to the tree before you get to the tree, then yeah, he's going to hold up a lot of opportunity depending on his position and understanding what you need. He may be a little shorter than he is. He may try all the way up and reach his arm out to get what you don't, you know, in your life will be your actual, you know, extension of your ability. And all those things that seem like it was unattainable, that's attainable. On top of that, your journey have gave other people reward. Look at this. I want you to look a little bit deeper into your desires coming from different parts of the nation, different parts, and weather, the climate. And now, because we're dealing with, you know, people are being isolated, what are you truly learning from this? Are you learning how to share more? Has this been your alignment to where you've been some point in time in your life where you didn't actually see, you know, it was oppositions that was pit on your actual plate. And you, stubborn, didn't want to share, didn't want to help nobody else. Are you back where you started from? Now, some people are learning from this. They're learning being isolated. It's not a really good feeling to be somewhere where you can actually
interact with people like you like to. And that, for a lot of people, that refreshed their day. But for others, they, you know, they can have it one way or other. It's like, hey, don't bother me not being around people. And those people get to, you know, in a sense, they get to be, you know, like weeds. Somebody cut them out the equation. There are so many times they don't actually put you anywhere that's going to be meaningful to your life. All they're doing is getting away and messing up the actual visual. A lot of times people are so involved with their entitlement, they don't see the role that they're playing, in a sense. We have to look at, on so many levels, how do we reflect in ourselves? In your life, the lesson that you actually went through, that you want to reflect in others, and want to share, you know, like a game. What in your life, if you could look through your journey, look through the lessons that you have been, you know, going through, what advice could you give yourself that would help others that took you a long time to learn? See, if some people, it's a saying, some people are too smart for their own good, you know, and you see that. I ran across so many situations where you see a person, you think that the knowledge they have would get them out of the problems based on what's going on, but you see that get them even farther into the problems because how they go about it. See, you have people that they'll learn from just you telling them what's going on. They have to learn from their mistakes, hands on. And that is a saying, it's called a bought lesson. Some people think that they will go about telling you stories and lying to you and think that that's going to hinder you. Really, in so many words, you know, it's a saying that says it's a bought. Like, some people may borrow something from you financially, you know, pay you back, and you say, oh, that is a thank you for let me know how much I can pay you off to keep you away from me. Some people feel that way. And others, they feel like at times they can just lie. And you see why they have what they have by lying, you know. And they have what they have because it's partially, they think that when you speak on these things, it's something wrong with you. But there's something wrong with them to think it's cool just to lie to you. Tell you they're going to do something, they ain't going to do it. There's so many opportunities that we get in life, and we wonder why so many people, if you look at it, why they don't end up with the same gifts. Why they don't end up with the same opportunities if we all, quote-unquote, gifted with the same, you know, scenarios at moments, because the desire in your heart, your desire, is pushing more than theirs, and the harvest is giving more. We had 12 after hour. It's 6:12 p.m. Saturday, and this is Comedian Organic OK. And I like to say, for those, the day is May 9th, and we know it's a gift to give. It's an even bigger gift to keep giving. it's so often that we just help give more rewards than we actually like to take credit for. And that's not always important in moments. If we looked into what's the opposition, you say, you know, I'm facing this as an individual. I'm alone. I don't have any friends. And you ask, what did I do to deserve this? I don't have friends. You know, I'm not making that much money. And I'm looking for somebody that can relate to me and not judge me and just let me just be myself. You know, it's people out there. And you want to know, who can I talk to actually listen to me? You know, I'm an extension to platform for those that need that type of information. You know, I will be available as much as I possibly have the time to do it. You know, as I'm definitely, you know, one of them type of people that I don't mind, you know, because I know we all need help sometimes. And one of the things I see is if I ever needed some help, you know, I would like to have someone be available to help me if I needed help. I wouldn't like someone to actually tell me to help me as I'm helping them, and then when I need the help, they're never available. And then, you know, it's people that offer to help you as you resolve your problem and say, well, you should have came to me, I would have helped you. You know, they talk about that. And then you just ask for help just to see if they really help you. They're not available. If you're not even serious, you ask somebody about help, and, oh, no, I ain't got it. Like, that's, you know, there's so many people that feel like that, you know. There's so many times in life where people have invited you over, and then when you came over, well, it's a way to go over there. You know, you didn't care too much. You went over there, and you feel so uncomfortable. When people make you feel uncomfortable, it's not by accident you feel uncomfortable, because people really make you feel comfortable. It's something in you that relate to what you need. When people have desire to do what is needed in your life, you meet partners, you meet friends, you know, you meet people that are going to be your fans, you know, depending on, you know, the job and career. And so, you know, in my field, it's so many times the people that I get to meet and people that I get to impact their life as I tell stories, as I engage in, you know, this, you know, platform. And this show, we had 16 after the hour, it's 6:16, and we are at May 9th, Saturday, and, you know, this is actually Pacific Standard Time. For those that are in different time zones, as you listening to this, it are, you know, going through the computer and pulling it up, it is at different times for you know, the time zone. But for the most part, this show is going to be at this time at 6 p.m. Now, you know, it's definitely possible depending on if I actually go somewhere and I'm in a different part of the country or I'm doing something. Yeah, it's possible that it may be, the show may be alterated. But for the most part, you know, this is the, you know, the, you know, show time that I'm using at this time. So it's at, you know, 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I've had people on the show, and it's different conversations you get. And what I'm, you know, aiming, what it looks like, I'm looking for these shows are going to be more facilitated, people that are, you know, guests on the show. It's going to be a way that you'll be able to do it, far as actually being guests, like far as email, phone number, contact, and going about it. Because what we've been doing is we're doing pre-rehearsal for the show, for people to be on the show, and then a lot of the time it just consuming so much time for people to, you know, in a sense, to not commit to what they're saying. And so, you know, but it gives a, you know, a clear space for, you know, people to rehearse, but at the same time, because it's supposed to be organic, I just wanted to make sure that we don't have too many people and not allowing people to fairly speak on a platform, but the show is, it is a show. And we have to pay consideration, it's not an actual conference conversation. So we're not just, everybody just randomly just talking over each other. It's a show. And as I go through the show, I give people the time to actually say some comments regards to the topics that I'm talking about. And this show specifically, Certifying the Greatness, is not the same show that I may be doing in other topic platforms. And so I'm not going to talk about everything I'm talking about because everything is not set for this show. This show is set for a format that fires the thought, okay? Free the thought. And I don't want you just to hear what your words are because you've been listening to your conversation, been writing it down. Maybe you are a person that's been pre-organized in what you do, but you still find yourself not complete. Partially, you say, well, I, you know, wrote everything down, and I'm organized, and I'm still not correct. Well, it's components to being correct that is a natural process. If you are sitting here, you know, if you had a tree that had no fruit on the tree, then you had a tree right next to it, and it had fruit on it, you have to say to yourself, did I plant these trees at the same time? How much time was this? Now, if you plant one tree 3 years early and plant another tree, yeah, the tree may look the same way, but it don't have fruit on it yet because it's not that season. And you keep on comparing the same thing to the next person, and it may be a different result because the person have put different effort and the things are going on with them. You know, it's so often where everybody want to be judged under the same condition, and the conditions are modified because your native spirit and soul have a different timer. They have a manual of things that you need to do as an individual that the next person may not need to do. It may not be on them to do that, you know, in their task. It's 21 after the hour. And the show is called Satisfying the Greatest Within You. This is Comedian Organic OK. And from now on, when we're doing the show, I'm going to, you know, have people on the show that are journalists. I'm going to have different kind of people. We'll have journalists and different types of people that you'll be able to see and hear and talk to that are people that you listen to. When I have guests on here, I'm not going to have guests, and I'm going to tell you when they're on here. They're just going to be on here. And then when we actually announce that day as we're on air, that's when you're going to find out what guests they are. I'm not going to tell you what celebrity or what person that's on the show. As you tune into the show, you'll be able to listen to different episodes. These shows will be in, you know, different social platforms, and you'll be able to obtain that at the time that you look at it and play it back. But yes, this show is scheduled. Certifying the Greatness is scheduled for Saturdays, once a week. And so we would be talking about different subjects, things that personally could, you know, give you some insights. Now, every show is not giving you insight. You know, it's not, you know, customized for you as an individual. Say, for example, if you needed to get something for your actual, you know, your eating you know, the diet that you're doing. Now, each person may need a certain amount that the other person don't need. So this show is not customized for one person. It's customized in the lifestyle that you live. It gets the things that you actually need to sustain that. And, you know, as you, your master life shelf, you know, and where you actually allow people to be a part of it, they are, you know, sous chefs that are extensions of where y'all actually share and help others to get to that part. You know, you're the master chef of your life. And so we're just trying to prepare, preparate, and get the things that you need, you know, because it's different chapters and it's different, you know, needs that you're going to need at certain points that you're not going to need at other points. So it's so important that we make sure that you get the proper things that you need to, you know, sustain and be motivated and carry out where your heart truly needs to be, you know, loved and embraced. And we like to say thank you for seeing your vision and showing others. See, this platform is not only for those, it's, you know, we like the platform of, you know, seeing, you know, different people that have different tasks in their life that they already pre-see it, you know. Indigos, you know, I like to see these indigos out there. Indigo, let's get together, you know, let's get together. Let's help a lot of people. Let's help people, you know, with their spiritual grocery list. Let's give people, you know, that already need this, you know, this kind of, you know, trailer of where we actually taking them as seeing things. But let's tune in. Let's really help people. Let's really tune in to, you know, pitting people where their life purpose is, where they don't actually see these points. And let's move this through. It's so many of these indigos and people that have visions out there. You know, if we get together and just help so many people resolve the issues, you know, we can do a lot. Mediums, they can do a lot too. They can see people that are not here. And that's, you know, something that can help a lot of people in a lot of capacities, you know. We can do these things. We're at 6:25 after hour. This is Comedian Organic OK. And this is May 9th, Saturday. And I've been just talking about this different things with regards to your life and seeing you. Because I see so many people that, you know, they're looking around like it's something wrong with everybody. And they don't see the things in themselves that's great. And they sit back like people that at moments don't want to be bothered. That's partially true. Because they have committed to so many amazing things to help people that seeing people that's not traumatized, it's, in a sense, it almost like somebody right over your work with things that are not always permanent, but changing is sometimes harder than unchanging. Because you're dealing with different people that have different life elements, that's constantly changing, that's constantly evolving, it's constantly pushing your mind. But someone just staying consistent, that locks you into a place where it almost feels like a threat, you know. If you had to stay in a house for, say, 4 or 5 months and couldn't leave, and you was used to traveling, that's what it's like for a person that can, you know, see. You know, their life's always moving. Things are always moving. Things are always going through their mind. And when they have moments where they're not thinking anything, panicking because something's going on that they're not seeing. You know, and when you get accustomed to seeing so many things where you're not able to see, it's like kryptonite. It's because in moments you feel like there's nothing there to actually be, you know, done, but you know it's something that you're just not able to see at that moment. It's a part of you where it's like rebooting. And the part of the rebooting is someone that's, you know, able to see at that moment. So it's chapters where life will allow everybody to have a piece of the vision. And if we came together collectively, we have the whole vision together collectively, and we will be the channel, we'll be the spiritual, you know, vibration level, and we have so much more messages that can help people, really. This is Comedian Organic OK, and we're getting ready to wrap the show up. I want everyone to take the time to truly take the time to feel the moment that you are the best, that you can deserve more moments that will share with others. Yes, we are wrapping the show up. Everybody, stay tuned to the next episode of Satisfying the Greatness Within You next week. And for now, good night. Take care. This is Comedian Organic OK. I look forward to talking to y'all next week.